again and talk with you again.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So this time we're going to be talking about the FBI. Ooh, right? So this is Jay Alford. I'm Leah, the life coach. We're doing Calibrated Theories, and we're going to be talking about the FBI. So Jay, what do you know about the FBI?
Well, it started out as the Bureau of Investigation. It was set up in 1908. Highlights of it is that the biggest highlight really is that a guy named J. Edgar Hoover was director of FBI for 48 years, from like 1920 something to 1970 something. It didn't change over to the what we know of it as the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It was like, that was like 1935 or something like that. And you know, everybody's heard some of the stories about, you know, J. Edgar Hoover and how he had had information on everybody. I mean, who knows? Some say he was the one running the country. at some point. I don't know how much truth there is to that one, but you know, hey, put it out there anyway. But yeah, that and they seem to have been getting quite a bit of flack lately.
Right?
They've been in the news, let's just to say the least. So it kind of makes you wonder, you know, if, you know, they're one of those organizations that was, you know, always up to those sort of antics, but it just wasn't in the public sphere as much as it just got highlighted, per se. They could have been always up to that. I mean, there are stories out there and such that would somewhat back that up. Some say they were involved in a certain, we'll call them notable happenings in our in our country's history.
Notable happenings, okay.
Well, yeah. Well, I am alluding to a particular assassination of a beloved president, or that, okay. Everybody that, you know, I think everybody would agree he was one of the better ones.
Okay.
That would be John F. Kennedy. Yeah. Some say the FBI was involved in that one.
I came across that, definitely. All right. Anything else on the FBI for you?
Well, not really at this moment, no.
That was great. I really loved hearing about when it was established, who was the director and stuff. Thank you for filling us in on that information. That was dope. What I came across with the FBI is just that it has close... like thought process from the people to be tied with the CIA very closely, like almost like they're like one group. And I do find that when the powers that be get higher up, they do kind of come together and interlink in that way, right? Are you okay, Jay? Are you still there? Did I lose you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Just lost you for a second.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
All right. No worries. I was just saying that how people have the FBI and the CIA kind of linked together, and how I kind of found that when you look into powers that be and they get power, they kind of interlink themselves. Mm-hmm. So I can just definitely see how people kind of see the FBI is kind of tied to the CIA a lot. But the CIA not being a federal government agency and the FBI being a federal government agency that officially works for the government, and it's for United States. So when I looked at the CIA with you the last time when we did our previous podcast on the CIA, I just learned that the CIA was up to a lot of like just no good. They just start stuff, do stuff, and just, you know, they kind of make a reality, you know, however by any means necessary of what they want to kind of manipulate and cast for people to see and perceive, you know. So so them being tied together, I didn't get a good feel for the FBI. And then when I looked a little bit deeper, of course, you know, people say that they're behind the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and they, you know, they're up to their, you know, their antics and things like that of such. But I did come across little things like the FBI has like an FBI, what they call an FBI vault. So it's like the CIA classified files. But they have cases in there and just things that are on file. And I thought some of them were kind of interesting. So I wanted to share some of those with some of the people. That's what's in the FBI vault. One other thing is that Snapchat, there's thoughts that people say that it's a facial recognition for the FBI and CIA. I don't know why specifically call out Snapchat, but I mean, I think maybe we should look into that too, or just facial recognition altogether. You think?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Right. So I thought that was interesting to look into that. But for the vault, they had things like that they thought the pyramid of Giza, mm-hmm. Was a power plant. They thought that Nikola Tesla was from Venus.
All right.
Uh-huh. And that Hitler did not die, but was in Argentina.
I've heard that one, yes.
Okay. So those come from the FBI vault. So I thought those were kind of interesting. I've heard it say that the CIA coined the term conspiracy theory, but I did come across seeing that maybe the FBI did. I don't know, maybe it's conjunction or what, or, you know, but that they coined the term conspiracy theory to, you know, just give it a bad name, to debunk it, to, you know, bring it down and make people not give it any credibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if somebody's getting close to the truth. Oh, just a conspiracy theorist.
Right? So those are the things that were in some of the vaults. Some of the things that they also, you know, done was, I thought was weird, was the MLK letters, suicide letters, urging MLK to commit suicide. Have you heard about that?
I don't think I've necessarily heard of that.
So there's these letters that went out to Martin Luther King, just kind of telling him that he was just, well, they had launched the operation to, you know, find out things about him. What they found about him was that he was not a faithful person to his wife. So it wasn't exactly what they were looking for, but they tried to use it anyway. So they wrote these letters to Martin Luther King, sent it to his home, just letting him know that he was abnormal, that he was a beast and a fraud, and that there was only one thing to do because he let the people down, and just urging him to commit suicide. I did read the letter. Weird writing. It seems to be like it's coming from a black person speaking to him, but the letters were already founded to come from the FBI, so it's already stated that they are the FBI letters. So I thought that was really weird that, you know, that's just the level, or just like the stir up that they do, you know. They really just stir up things by however they deem it will work. They literally manipulate United States.
Oh yeah, I can see them. I can see that having files on, I would say, many prominent Americans. In the same manner, just, you know, collecting data, information, you name it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as the CIA and the FBI working together, oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it depends on, you know, if you're in country or out of country as to who's playing quarterback here.
Right? Oh my God. Yeah, definitely. I love how you put that. Like always, I really appreciate you coming on. I always love like your wealth of knowledge and what you bring to the table about every subject. You guys, this is Jay Alford. He's amazing. Find him, follow him, stalk him, support him. Is there anything else you want to say about the FBI?
No, I think this is a nice intro into them, and kind of giving people a look into you know, who they are.
Yeah, I found that they were pretty catty, in the words, if they were like in a group of like high school, and you know, they would be the catty people stirring up trouble. for, you know, various reasons, money, power, all kind of things. So one thing I came across, and I'll leave it off with, is I came across Operation COINTELPRO, which was part of the operation of even how the letters of MLK came about, urging him to commit suicide, the government later being found guilty of assassination of Martin Luther King and awarding the family civil annuities and things like that. So what made him a part of it is the FBI has this Operation COINTELPRO that kind of targets just anything that they deem to be a threat to their word, their story, their vision, what they want us to feel or think or see. And I found it interesting, a lot of the groups that were the main targets of this group, they have, you know, so much in common. So I just wanted to name off the list of groups that they kind of targeted so people could really get a feel for, you know, how catty they really are. So MLK was a part of that target already. They also target feminist groups, environmentalist groups, Puerto Rican Socialist Party, the Nation of Islam, the American Indian Movement, anti-war, civil rights movements, Black Panther, just movements like that are their key targets of where they target to tear down, to take their word and make it less than, and make them stand for, you know, less than what they really stand for. And I thought it was interesting, the main targets that they focus on and try to make to weaken and turn into something different. So
Yes, infiltration.
Right, I love that word. Exactly.
Yeah. And some people believe that, yeah, they do infiltrate groups throughout the country, or any sort of movement that starts, they're in on infiltrating them, and some have even seen them as we'll use the word enforcer for the time being, enforcers, you know, shakedown, which could lead to, we'll call it political weaponization. And people, I think, can see how the FBI could be used for and or engage in that sort of sphere.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people have a completely different view of what they think the FBI is, what they think they do, and how they aid the country. And it was eye-opening for me. I think people should ask more questions about a lot of things.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you're not going to get answers if you don't ask questions.
Right. I am completely elated to be asking these questions and finding these answers with you and presenting to the people, whoever wants to know and find these podcasts of ours. So I think this is very dope, and I'm glad we're doing it, and I look forward to our next episode.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Agreed. I do.
Thank you so much for showing up. And again, you guys, that's Jay Alfred. I'm Leah, the Life Coach. Find us, support us. And I hope you guys have an amazing day. Would you like to say goodbye to the people?
Oh, yes. Well, hey, everybody. Well, have yourself a most amazing evening or day. And yeah, make it awesome.
Thank you so very much. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.